Welcome to Partner Ops Partner. I'm your host, Aaron Howerton, and this week we are wrapping up a three-week series on partner experience. Now, I've done something, and I owe you an apology, listener. I've done a little bit of thought leadership this past couple of sessions. I think that's what they would call it. I might call it grandstanding on the topic of partner experience. And I've been trying to be a little bit more tactical, but it dawned on me as I've gone through this year that I talk about partner experience, and I talk about partner operations, and sometimes I talk about them interchangeably, but they're not always that way. And then I also realized maybe I'm dragging you along and just assuming that you agree with me. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I started with that. And then last week, we talked about ownership, and it's led to this week getting back to a tactical session on how to get started with partner experience in your organization. So for the next, hopefully, just 9 minutes, I'm going to give you some really tactical advice and guidance on what I think you can do to begin to establish an awareness and appreciation of partner experience within your organization. Let's get into it. Now, the first thing that I am going to say is document the tech stack. Now, this is clearly my ops background coming in, but you want to know what technology is being used to actually engage with partners. What's the name of the platform, primary use case, the annual cost, internal owner group, any non-utilized features? What are you leaving behind? Where do you have feature overlap? Do you happen to have more than one PRM functional platform in place? User management practices. This is a big one. What's the headache around adding and removing users? How does that happen on a platform-by-platform basis? Is that consolidated or is it difficult for partners? And then you want to start getting a handle on any technical issues, architectural issues. Talk with your ops teams. If you're in the ops role, you're going to have a handset on that. The idea here is you want to understand the technology that might be helping or hindering your experience. Now, a lot of it can make a big difference, and I'll talk later about why that's not all there is. But I would start with documenting the tech stack. Now, a lot of times, because you can easily get into that without having to talk to a whole lot of people, you can look internally, see what they're using, get a handle on that stuff, maybe find documentation. So it's a good way to get started kind of on your own in a solo fashion and build up some awareness. Then you're going to have to map the stakeholder journey. This is important, but I also want to talk about the fact that I call partner experience a much broader brush. I paint it with a much broader brush. I don't call it by anything. I paint it with a much broader brush. For me, partner experience has three primary stakeholder groups: customers, colleagues, and partners. And you want to understand the experience each group has when it comes to ecosystem. So by partners, you may want to break that down by partner type through the different phases of partner development, like recruitment, enablement, onboarding, execution, growth, whatever you're calling them. Document the high points, document the low points, look for the pain, look at the churn, look at anything you can about what's making their experience positive or negative, and try to get in conversations with those partners to uncover that from their perspective and try to highlight that. The next group that you would really want to talk to is customers. Now, again, we're all here to serve the customers, so maybe you want to start with customers, but I think by starting with partners, you really do get a sense of what the partners are engaging, and if you're in partner operations or in a partnership program, you already have access to those people, hopefully. The customers, you really want to understand the experience throughout the customer lifecycle, right? Think about the revenue lifecycle that we now have, like the whole concept of RevOps, where we're blending marketing and CS and sales, right? And we've got this whole revenue funnel, which is the top of the funnel where they begin to hear about our platform all the way to the point 5, 7, 10 years down the road when we expect them to churn off of the platform, the total life cycle, total lifetime value. That whole thing, right? Where do partners come in? What are the touch points? Is it in marketplace, support, services, integrations? Where do partners get involved? When do they engage partners? When do they not engage partners? And when they do, what does that look like for them? Is it a good experience? Is it a bad experience? Is it because of something you've done that it's a bad experience? Or is it just bad partners, which is also kind of technically your fault? There's a lot of things you can uncover by asking customers about their engagement with partners. Colleagues is the third group. Now here, look at it by department, by role. Look at different engagement points. When are you bringing direct into partner engagement, right? How does enablement get connected? What does marketing do to help with partnerships? Maybe those have dedicated functions, but where do they come from? Did they move over from marketing? Did they come from outside? Well, what are we doing by program type, right? How do different colleagues become aware through enablement and training? What's the content access look like? There's a lot you could do here, but begin to understand those stakeholders, how they engage with partners. What do they think about partners? What are the challenges? What are the headaches? What do they love? You want to pull all of this together to get an understanding of what's going on with your partnerships, with your ecosystem. around partner experience. And you're going to get a sense of, man, this is pretty good. Man, this is pretty bad. But either way, you want to start to cast this language through vision and getting buy-in. Now, when you're casting the vision, there's four things I want to talk about on this one. I want you to be able to paint a picture of the future. Vision is really tough, right? Vision, mission, values, all these things, and what do they mean? I think vision is one of my favorite things to work on because it's literally closing our eyes and just imagining the future in as much and rich detail as we can about what it might be like to be a partner. Now, for me, I tend to live in ops, you know, a lot. So I think about what it looks like for the partner to show up at the website and to find information about the program and to express interest and be able to start an application and get back to that application, to get a response on that application, to be walked through some enablement content before they ever sign up, to begin to learn and complete certifications and accreditations, however you want to structure those things, and to become valuable and be connected to the ecosystem before we ever even talk to them. And then what it might look like for them to grow in that, gain more knowledge, begin to do sales, offer referrals, all of that through a streamlined partner experience through the tech and the platforms. But then there's also the revenue pictures. How do partners engage with revenue? What's the percentage of revenue? Do customers lean on our partners? Does our CS team and our professional services team have a shared understanding of the value of partnerships? And are we collaborating with them, right? Paint the picture in any way you can. Include the thoughts and ideas of stakeholders as well and give them credit wherever possible. That will enhance your buy-in that you're listening. You also want to outline specific objectives. These could be notes on enhancement areas, high-level roadmap, impact analysis for the various groups involved. You want to have that in there, and you want to put all this into presentation for the stakeholders. Tell them what you're thinking, collect more feedback, adjust, refine it as you go, and then move this toward a shared vision where you can get agreement and get that explicit buy-in and ask for the stakeholder representatives to help maintain commitment. Partnerships and ecosystem is not about you and you alone in the partnership seat or the partner op seat or the partner leader seat. It has to be org-wide for ecosystem to really be successful. Once you get to this part, and I know this is a lot, This is not going to be easy or necessarily quick. But once you get there, you can begin to coordinate a roadmap. And you can start this from day one. Identify the early and easy wins. Where can you quickly make minor enhancements to add value and improve the experience? Highlight that. Show impact towards your goals. And begin to tell those stories for internal people. For technology, you're going to have to make notes about plans to consolidate, deprecate, and acquire new solutions in light of the experience you're after. Now, this is where ops can really shine. And that detailed tech map makes a huge difference in your ability to tell that story. From a programmatic perspective, you're going to have to make adjustments. You might be expanding some programs, consolidating plans or programs. Maybe you're going to be terminating certain things, and you're going to do this possibly on a program-by-program basis. You may not need much change in some, but others, you're going to have a lot of changes, and you want to be able to clearly communicate as often and as soon as possible with all the stakeholders about what's happening so that no one gets left in the dark. Now, this is just a personal value, I think. I believe in transparency. As soon as you can reasonably tell someone you're going to have a change and begin to manage that change, I think you should do so. Some people don't adjust well to change. Other people love it. Overall, you're going to have a roadmap. Now, this roadmap, it should have high-level timelines, primary challenges and obstacles, who are the owners, what are the major milestones, any necessary impact analysis to help justify the plan, and you're going to begin to work on that. Now, those are all really high-level concepts we talked about, right? From going out and mapping the journeys, documenting the tech stack, getting that vision and according to roadmap. But in the day-to-day, there are definitely things you can do to begin planting these seeds as well. One of them is to ask a real simple question. Right? Share vision, incorporate experience, but ask the question, how does this impact our partner experience for our stakeholder groups? Every time you're on a project, great, you need to be thinking about it and draw that out. Maybe you need to ask the question explicitly to get people thinking about it. Then you want to get the explicit buy-in from the stakeholders with different groups and set up these recurring meetings with these groups to make sure that partner and ecosystem needs are represented, that they have a chance to give their feedback and offer challenges about different programs and changes so that we're not doing things in a partnership programmatic vacuum. And then honestly, I just like the idea. Make all of your notes publicly accessible. Consider using a mind map tool, something like a Miro or a Lucidchart, whatever. There's lots of them to draft out all the processes and touch points. Show people what's out there. Publish that. Get that in front of people. Make it publicly accessible. Let them make comments. And you have to stay on top of engaging on all those things. It's a lot to do. At the end of the day, what I really want to share with you is this one big idea, right? It's the one thing that I think is really rooted at the heart of all of this, and that is that a truly excellent partner experience is deeply connected to an org-wide commitment to the ecosystem. Partner ops can make it sing from a technology and process standpoint, but bad programs and poor management will send partners running. Maybe your programs are strong and they offer great incentives, but CS and professional services view partners competitively because they don't understand how it's going to expand and enhance their role. So partners can never get a foot in those doors and you never develop solid relationships with customers. Maybe partner managers are out there absolutely crushing the referral game and driving new referrals into the business, but when direct has no inherent understanding of the value of a partner collaborative deal and co-selling, that business just keeps dying on the vine and you never grow. You cannot do this alone. Partner experience is a broad, broad canvas. I've said it before, I think it's worth saying again as we get closing this out. Everyone is in partnerships. They just might not realize it yet. And if you're excited about partner experience, regardless of your role, it's your job to clue them in. Until next week.